Hello! Welcome to episode 74 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean. And
this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode we got Category O, and we spun for Oran High School Host Club. Oran?
Oran, who cares?
It is a manga that came out in 2002, became an anime in, 2006, television drama in 2011, and then live action film in 2012.
This is actually pretty old.
Yeah, you know, a little older, sure.
It seems like it'd be a little bit newer.
The art style felt older. It, like, the really thin and angular faces that are with a lot of them. Like, the blonde guy, the main character, for his name.
I don't know his name.
I think it's Tamax, something like that. But when their arms and limbs are really, really thin, you can tell it's probably late 90s, early 2000s. Probably.
I can't tell.
There's a lot of them that are like that. We'll come across them sooner or later.
I can only tell the difference in art styles when it's really old or really new.
Also, their eyes. Like, obviously, all anime have gigantic eyes, but, like, there's specific kinds.
Right.
This is a specific version that's from, like, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell at all.
What's the premise?
I don't know. What's the premise?
Premises. There's this really, really rich high school that the only people ever get in are like high members of society. Like, let's say your father owns $1 billion company. Well, then you're probably going to this high school.
Right. It's a rich school, but there's scholarships and stuff.
Yes. Well, there's a scholarship apparently.
No, there's a couple.
Yeah, I think there's like two or three.
Well, whatever.
But yeah. So the main character, Haruki.
I don't know.
Anyway, little girl. Not really little. She's probably 13. But she's got short hair.
She's
flat chest.
13? She's about
13, 14.
No.
You're getting high school, right?
No. I thought they were seniors.
She's not. They were.
No, I'm pretty sure she was like 16.
Well, who gives a f***? Anyway, still a little girl. She gets the scholarship to go to this high school. And she's poor. Like, dirt poor.
Not dirt poor. She's like average.
Nah, she's dirt.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's
dirt. No, you saw her. You saw her house.
Yeah, it was a shitty
apartment. It's an apartment.
It was a shitty apartment. That's dirt poor.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I don't know. It's dirt poor to me.
Well,
not just a nice apartment. It was a shitty apartment.
Tiny.
I guess it's Japan.
Yeah, everything's tiny over there.
Dad's a trainee that works at a bar. Like, he's not making a lot of money.
Yeah, but the mom was a lawyer.
Oh, you know what? You know how I can tell how poor they are? When they served tea in her house to six people. She didn't have enough cups for everyone. They had to be mismatched cups. That's how you're poor.
I don't even have
I do.
You're weird.
No, that's normal.
No. You don't have to have matching cups.
I'm not saying you have to have matching cups, but if you're serving tea, like, it makes sense.
No. I would never serve tea in a
I would never serve tea either, but we don't live in Japan.
And if I did serve tea, I wouldn't have matching cups.
If you lived in a society where serving tea was, like, a thing you did for guests, you probably would.
No.
If I came over to your house randomly, you would serve me tea, because that's part of society, you would probably have matching cups. Mm. You wouldn't now, because it's not a part of your upbringing.
I still don't think I would have matching cups.
Anyway, she's dirt poor.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Because they have a scene in this where the rich kid imagines how poor she actually is.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute.
That's dirt poor.
Well, I guess there's levels to it, yeah. Right? Anyway, why did she go to their club room?
She got lost.
She got lost and she stumbled into this club room, accidentally broke a really expensive vase.
Apparently it was...
And now she's in indentured servitude, pretty much.
Apparently it was an abandoned music room.
Yeah, it was probably like the name on it, but they didn't actually have any lettering.
But
it was just a door.
I've never seen another music room in the school.
Well, that's why. It's abandoned. No one wants to do it.
And this is a rich place, so they have, like, they make it purposely that, you know, things are rich for a reason, so it's not like...
Anyway, she breaks a really expensive vase, and indentured servitude, she has to work for them to work it off, and...
Yeah, but they think she's a he.
Yeah, they realize by the end of the episode, right?
No. It's a couple episodes in.
Anyway, yeah, flat-chested girl, short hair, looks like...
Yeah, that's one of those.
And they're the host club, so they, like, host parties, typically for women, like, almost exclusively for women, but boys are allowed to come if they
want. Yeah.
And the club consists of, what is it, five guys? Five, six guys?
Yeah.
The twins, the little kid, the muscly guy. Yeah, six. Then the guy with glasses and the leader, the blonde guy.
My phone's going off.
Oh, and then Haruhei, I think that's her name, who joins, so seven really about it. And that's pretty like the whole that's the whole premise of the show is them being a part of this club and just random stupid things happen. Now the show sucks. Don't watch it. That being said, I did laugh quite a bit throughout the show because at its best, the show does one of two things: it makes fun of poor people, which you wouldn't think is funny, but it's fucking hilarious, and it doesn't get old because they don't do it every episode, which is pretty smart actually. Because if they did it every episode, it wouldn't be funny anymore. Or when they're dealing with the fact that she's actually a girl, not a boy, that is also pretty funny. Any other time that doesn't really have those, any episodes that don't really have those in there, kind
of
sucks.
They also do a good job of making fun of the rich people, too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, when they're making fun of poor people, they're also making fun of rich people because how stupid they are.
It's because it's the perception of the rich person's poor
it's
person.
It's not really making fun of poor people. It's what you just said. Their perception is the joke, but it's fucking hilarious at times. It
like,
really is.
It's like they get the rich people get obsessed over instant coffee. So... It's so stupid.
But it's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. It is. But
overall, I'm not a fan of the show,
but
it is funny at times.
It gets funny at times, but it does get great in after a while. Because the it was funny for like first...
The instant coffee joke was funny at first. They made it a couple times later on. That wasn't as funny.
So the problem with the show is it's funny in the beginning, but it's 26 episodes and it just loses steam.
It does lose steam. And there's a lot of episodes. Like half the episodes aren't funny at all. They don't have those two things that I was talking about. It's just like a backstory about the character's origin or something.
Right, and there's no overarching story or anything to tie together. It's just the misadventures of these people. Mm-hmm. And it's,
now, you would think it would actually be a romance between the blonde guy and the main girl, but it never really ties together.
No, it's not, and it's weird because he starts calling her his daughter.
Oh, my God. And he starts referring to himself as daddy. Which is really weird, but also kind of funny.
He's in love with her. They're all in love with her.
A bit, but he's really in love with her.
Let's get into the stereotypes of the five characters real quick. First, it's the blonde hair leader guy. He's like the prince-type character.
Very aloof, but also in love with... He's a weird one.
Yeah, he's
probably the most one with depth.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy. He's the heart of everything and keeps everything together. And he's the focus of the show, really.
Yes.
And then there's the smart, cold person with the glasses who runs the actual club.
Yeah, he really runs it.
So they call the prince guy the dad and him the mom. So, I mean, there's a lot of weird parent stereotyping in this show.
Then you got the muscly guy.
The muscly guy who's like a body guard to the Lolly character.
Yeah, of the Lolly boy, Lita boy character. Yeah. They even bring up and are very self-aware of
I'm not saying these are not my stereotypes. This is their explanation of these characters.
100%.
And then there's the incestual twins, which is also what they call, and it's all an act. Really.
For the most part, it's an act, but like in their background episode, before they met the blonde guy, they were still sleeping in the same bed together.
Oh,
they
still...
were still being a little gay. It wasn't amped up, like, because in that episode, the main blonde hair guy, the leader, even tells him, like, hey, when you join the club, like, this is your thing, is being your romance between each other. So it wasn't really that much of a thing, but it was still going on before.
I mean, it was a little weird in that aspect, but at the same time, one of the twins was really in love with the girl, too. So, you kind of got the feeling it was more...
It's a
like,
show. It definitely feels like it's a show.
They're it's more... like, yeah, they're all playing games with the kid. Like the
specifically
little,
those two, though.
Like, the little Lolita blonde character, he looks like he's five. But apparently he's this great martial artist and a terrifying fighter, they all have their quirks, and it's... I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
That's kind of it. That's the entire show is the premise. It's just random hijinks that happen.
Yeah, essentially.
My favorite episode was episode 10, though, when they went to her house and you know, they're in their house, or I think she's serving them tea, and then out of nowhere her dad comes home. Her dad's a trainee.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so nonchalant about him being a trainee.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. It was so funny.
I was a little thrown, I'm not gonna lie. Because, I mean, I shouldn't have been. This show just throws shit at you.
Yeah,
it's
it
like,
really does.
It's like, I don't care, this is what I am. And you kind of gotta respect it for that.
Yeah.
Because...
It's a little bit like Queensblade in that sense. It's what it is.
You know what's funny? I'm editing the latest episode of Queensblade that we did.
Oh, yeah.
And the pure joy in our review of that, it was just us talking about that show.
Pure joy.
It is. We're just laughing the whole time.
That's great. But yeah, that episode was just fucking hilarious. They kept making tranny jokes, and it was, you know, all in good fun. It was nothing hateful or anything like that, but, oh, it was just so nonchalant.
I mean,
and she accepts it completely. She's a trans... Oh, you know what? He's, as far as we can tell from the episode, we're gonna get into it for a second here, he's not actually a tranny. He's a transvestite.
Right.
And but they straight up call him a transgender in that episode.
Oh.
Specifically call him that. He's, as far as I can tell, he's not, because he had a wife.
And a daughter. And
a daughter with her. And so, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, but, like, it seems like he's just a transvestite that does it for the job and because he likes to do it. Who really knows?
I don't know.
But yeah,
that's he works small at,
distinction there.
He does work at a tranny bar, though.
Yeah, it's true, but I mean, could just be a job for money.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. It didn't even occur to me, honestly.
Clearly not post-op. He has a kid.
Yeah, I did not even piece that together, the difference between the two, honestly. Oh, yeah.
I mean, nothing really big compared to the show, but something interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely, I guess we should talk about at least what they do in this club. Like,
for most parties, that's really
like,
it.
Like, an example of one of the parties. What was the one that stood out to you?
99% of the parties are literally just a party where people come over. It's not even like a party. It's like, there's a bunch of tables in a room and girls come and sit and then the hosts come and serve them tea and talk to them. And kind of flirt with them.
Yeah, but they have...
That's 99% of them. Then they have a couple other parties that are like actual events.
Yeah, but they have themes in a lot of them.
Yeah. Like, I don't really remember many.
Like, I think there was one that was like a tropical jungle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where they changed the room to look like a tropical... They spent a lot of fucking money in this show.
Well, I mean, they're rich.
Like, I mean, like, they're changing this room to make it look like the cosplay alone. And, like, the poor girl who's now indentured to the club, essentially, can't even afford a uniform because the uniforms are expensive. They have to give her a uniform and add it onto her tab.
It's hilarious.
Which is like, her tab's at the beginning, it's like $2 million or something like that. Any chance to work it off? I don't know. It's
really funny when they start focusing on the poor stuff and they're like investigating poor people.
Oh, yeah.
Or like you were saying earlier, hypothesizing what she actually lives like.
Yeah, that's why I meant she's not dirt poor because...
Well, they're imagining literal, like, you don't even have a house, like, you
know
what I mean?
No, she has a house, it's just falling apart, she has...
Yeah, but like, that's the bottom of the bottom. Yeah, she's like two steps up.
You made it sound like it was destitute.
It's close.
But she's not destitute, it's like a low income family.
Yeah, that's
but
poor.
It's no, poor is what they showed.
That's still poor.
They still have
she's just above the poverty line.
she still eats, she still has a place to live.
She can't afford a school uniform.
Yeah, but I don't even think you could afford their school uniforms.
Well, I mean, so they'll say something like 5 million yen. It's really like 5 grand. Right? If you do the math, 5 million yen is closer to... It's just big numbers. So, like, could I afford a $5,000 uniform? Yeah, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point.
She couldn't, though. She literally couldn't afford that.
A lot of people can't afford a $5,000. It doesn't mean they're destitute or poor.
I'm not saying they're destitute. I'm saying they're poor.
Yeah, we're getting into semantics here.
Anyway, that's the entire show, guys. There's nothing else to it until the end.
Yeah.
Now, throughout the show, they mention a couple times how one of their families owns like a 1,000-man private police force.
Yes.
I was happy to see that actually come through at the end and tie in a little bit.
Oh, they do go into all the backstories, and they all kind of tie into the story.
Yeah, here or there.
Right? Like, even the stupid Lolita being a karate master comes back and stuff like that. Everything, they all have stupid backstories, because they're all ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they all come back, and...
But at the end, the main guy is supposed to be married off to this girl, because the head of the family won't let him see his mom, so he has to do what she says so he can see his mother, and then they're chasing after him, trying to get him back. They don't really know why he's going off, though. They just see him going off. But, so the police force comes to play there. So, the head of one of their families calls in the police force, and, you know, the karate master, the big muscly guy, beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I mean, and these two are, like, super fighters or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like, yeah, I know, but like, they took down hundreds of police force guys.
Yeah, they did. The only thing I'll say is, technically, it could be possible because they don't have guns in Japan, so their police force don't have weapons.
They've got
batons. That's it.
I mean, I'm still,
they couldn't.
Hundreds against two, you get overwhelmed.
I think there's probably like 50 of them.
They might be able to take down like 10, maybe.
At
after
that's still unrealistic if you really think about
it. Yeah, I mean, like, that's giving them leeway.
Now, so eventually they catch up. Haruhei, the main girl, I think that's her name, catches up to the blonde guy. And, hey, everything's okay. He decides to stay. But, like, did your mom not matter, apparently?
Yeah.
Like, out of note, you just like, oh, fuck my mom. I'm gonna go with her.
That's complicated.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, but it wasn't... I don't know.
Now, I didn't read too much into it, but apparently in the manga, it's completely different what happened.
Oh, yeah?
One of them, I don't know which one, can't remember the names, buys their parents' company out from under them.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
I'm assuming that's the main guy.
That happens.
Does it?
Yeah, during the end credit scenes.
Okay.
The kid with the glasses, he buys out his dad's company out from underneath of them. Because his whole subplot was that his dad, he's the third youngest and he wasn't going to inherit anything and he's trying to prove himself. And then he buys his company out from underneath his dad because the dad's company was being bought by the blonde hair kid's family. And that's why they were selling them off.
They were probably trying to sell it to other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that, like, they didn't get a monopoly. And I don't think it was the main company. I'm pretty sure it was like a sub company.
No, it was the kid with the glasses. His main medical company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. So, I don't know. It was, all this happened in like two episodes.
But I saw a post that specifically said that the ending in the manga is drastically different than the ending in the anime. So there's got to be something else there. Maybe it's actually a love ending. I don't know.
Probably. Because this seems like something they would adapt into a visual novel and then have different paths, you know? But it's not. I don't think it's a visual novel. Right?
No.
It's just a manga?
Yeah.
So.
Manga, anime, TV, live action show.
Huh. Anyway. Yeah, I mean.
That's essentially it. I don't necessarily recommend it to people.
No.
Sorry. Only because there's so many slow points. If it was a 12-episode show with only the good stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but it's enjoyable.
It is too long.
Yeah, it's.
26 episodes too much for something like this.
Mm-hmm. Far too much. Keep it short and sweet, funny, and then done.
Yeah, I mean, comparing it to other shows like this, it's not the worst one we watch.
No, it's not. It made me laugh more than a lot of the other ones.
So, I mean, it's about average, middle of the road in that regard, but because it's so long, it's probably down to a 4.
Yeah, I'd say, what did we have before this? I'd say about 4, though.
What do you mean?
For O's.
O's? Oh, we had One Piece and Orange.
Orange, okay. I'm gonna go Orange, One Piece, this. No, One Piece, Orange,
yeah,
this.
One Piece, Orange, this.
I watch a lot of One Piece.
Yeah, One Piece is
That's
good.
Probably why, it sort of in my mind, One Piece is a little lower, but that's because I've also seen so fucking much of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot of crap in One Piece.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of good in One Piece, but there's also a lot of crap.
But it's a shonen.
Like, there's whole arcs you can just skip.
There's like, but that's how shonen works,
yeah,
you know?
Especially very long running shonen.
Right. That's one of the big ones, so you can't, like.
We say this a lot, but you gotta judge it in its own category.
Yeah, you can't judge an apples to oranges here, but it's more like this, what we're comparing here is what we would rather watch, you know?
Yes. Probably One Piece Orange than this, although I do enjoy Orange.
Right. Oh, so I mentioned to you off thing, I started posting this on YouTube. So the first 15 episodes are up. But I got a comment on Koikaze.
On the YouTube one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What did it say?
Remember how we were, like, saying the guy who wrote this, there's something wrong? Apparently, the person that wrote it was a woman who wrote the manga.
What the fuck, lady?
So
what's wrong with you?
I responded to the comment and said, the fact that a woman, thank you for the correction, doesn't change our opinion on the show.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Whoever makes it, makes it, but like, Jesus.
But it does bring up questions about her.
I mean, I guess it equally brings up questions about a man, too, but what headspace is a woman in to make that?
Because we went off on the guy on it. Like, did this really happen to him and stuff like that?
Maybe it happened to her.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Damn.
Maybe, and I wanted to bring it up.
She had an older brother that tricked her into fucking her. God damn.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, or maybe that's a fantasy she had.
Oh Christ, that's terrible.
About
like an older brother she had a crush on.
Yeah.
Like that would actually—it's disgusting. But you didn't grow up with this person, and then out of nowhere, there's this big, strong man in your life.
Right.
I could see having a small crush on him, but god damn, is that.
A little bit, and then writing a whole manga around it.
Yeah, and then sleeping with him, and staying with him.
She wrote the manga. She didn't write the show. So she wrote the actual...
I can't think of the right word. The piece that it came from.
Yes. She wrote the book.
So the manga could be different. I don't know. I didn't read it. Never gonna read it.
No, I don't think it's that much different.
I'll tell you what. Donate $1,000 to us, and I'll fucking read it. Ask that, go fuck yourself.
We don't have any way for them to donate it to us, so...
We'll figure it out. Someone comments, hey, you want to donate? I'll figure it out. Give me my address. Yeah, that's crazy. That's cool we got a comment, though. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we got a few here and there. I'm still trying to decipher which ones are, like, spam and which ones are not, because I get comments on different videos from the same thing. This is a great video. This is a great video.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, from the same person.
That's really weird.
So.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, a bot or something that, for some reason, is commenting on us instead of the person that actually paid for it.
Right.
That's really weird.
So, that said.
Send more of them to us.
We get a few comments here and there, like, but that one had the most comments. There's only two, but.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, category P coming up.
Yeah, I guess. Spin for the wheel.
All right, let's spin it, boys. Volume's down. Not bad. Teacher's choice. I'm gonna swing it up. Oh, so close, though. Pokemon Season 1. So close. Plunderer, whatever that is.
I guess Plunderer, I don't know. Let's find out what Plunderer is. Right above Pokemon.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, I'm going right past it.
11 episodes.
I can do 11 episodes.
I hate that Ichi tag, though.
It's Shonen, too, though. In a post-apocalyptic world dominated by the so-called numbers, each human will have their identity branded with their own count, which could define any number related to their life. May it be one's walk distance or amount of compliments given to them by others, this count could lead them to the abyss when it has dropped to zero. There's a little more, but that actually sounds kind of interesting.
Hold on, before we tackle into this, it says 11 episodes, but that's a weird number.
No, that is a weird number.
So let's see if this is, like, new or something here.
Plunder. Yeah, give it 2 seconds.
So, let's see. P-L-U-N-D-E-R-E-R. Yeah, no, go back.
Oh, yeah, no, I think this is new, but we gotta actually find the Wikipedia.
Yeah, hold on.
January 8, 2020. So it is something new. It's not done yet.
Yeah, all right. We're going to respin. And then, like we did with that Master of the Ragnarok one.
When it's done.
When it's done, we'll come back to it.
That's cool, though. That's kind of interesting. That kind of want to watch that, to be honest.
Yeah, so all right. Let's wait.
We're not going to get it a second time.
We're respinning right now. We didn't take it out. So if it comes up again, it's Sean's fault.
I doubt it's going to come up again. That'd be hilarious. Peacemaker.
Peacemaker, right.
That sounds interesting.
If Sean knew how to do the alphabet.
Yep.
24 episodes.
No genre tags. Like,
no.
Oh,
a Japanese name has been always.
Tetsu no Nosuke. I don't know. Japanese name. That was a good way to go. Has always been upset about his short stature. After seeing his parents being murdered by Choshu assassin right in front of him. Well, maybe that's a family or something.
I don't know.
He vows with all his heart to become strong enough to take revenge on their killer. It is now 1864, the first year of Genji. Japanese name now 15, as to the headquarters of the Shinsengumi. That's actually, Shinsengumi might be like a popular thing, because we've seen that a few times in these older anime.
We had one of those visual novels based around the Shinsengumi. Mm-hmm. Hokai, Demon Fleet, and Blossom one.
Heads to the Shinsengumi with his older brother, Japanese name, looking to join the historical group to fulfill his dreams of getting stronger. Little does he realize what he's about to experience by doing so, for in order to join this army, one must forgo his humanity and become a demon. That could be alright.
But that other one was the Fleet and Blossom had to do with demons and stuff too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a lore type thing. Yeah. That's funny. I know, we all know that their history is like demon-esque.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's probably just a thing.
And this looks like another samurai one, so maybe. Yeah, alright. Well, Peacemaker, I guess, is what we're doing next.
Peacemaker.
Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye.